This podcast episode is sponsored by Milky Way Glass. Get ready to level up your smoking experience with Milky Way Glass, where function meets fine art. Milky Way Glass has been crafting premium sandblasted glass pieces since 2015, and each one is meticulously designed and rigorously tested for top-notch filtration, putting functionality first. Multi-layered sandblasting adds depth and texture for a lifelike design on your favorite glass pieces. Mix and match accessories for a personalized aesthetic. And to celebrate 420, Milky Way Glass is having a massive 420 sale. Get 30% off store-wide until April 20th. Head over to Milky Way Glass at milkywayglass.com and explore the Milky Way. What's up, stoners? You are listening to Mom and Dad Are Stoned, a podcast for responsible cannabis users, brought to you by thestonermom.com. That's me. I'm the stoner mom, but you can call me Catherine. And I am joined, as I always am, by my magnificent husband, David.
Magnificent.
In this podcast, we pour a couple drinks, smoke a little weed, and unwind while talking about cannabis and so much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 181. That's a lot of episodes.
That is. You said in the last one that you wanted to try to hit 200.
I did?
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
That's doable.
All right. Well, let's head over to Libation Corner immediately.
Okay.
And now we're here. And hello. Welcome to Libation Corner.
Hello.
Okay. Well, hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. We're hungry. I haven't eaten enough today, so this liquor.
You've just eaten breakfast, really. That's it.
Get me
lit. Ooh, smells
Litty
like
Litty City.
Smells like a dog has been having gastric distress down here
because of your
grease trap on my Blackstone fell down, and she decided to eat whatever was in it. Well, or at least a big chunk.
Which is congealed
fat and gross grease nastiness. So,
Do I sound like...
Do you sound like what?
Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
When I do that.
You do. Do it again. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
This is my show.
This is my show.
Welcome to the Dave Show.
I wish it was the Dave Show.
I wish it was, too. No, I don't.
I could just be your sidekick.
Okay, that would be fun.
Should we rename the podcast?
To the Dave Show?
I think people would listen.
I think so, too. Let's find out.
Okay.
Welcome to the Dave Show podcast. I'm Dave. What do you...
I'm Kathy.
Are you using some special glass today, Kathy, to smoke weed out of?
I'm smoking out of a big old Mav glass bong. How big do you think it is?
I don't know. I'm going to say, what are my choices?
Like 22, 20.
From where? Just the neck?
No, the bottom.
Oh.
The whole piece.
Yeah, that's, I'm going to say 22 inches.
Yeah, the neck is really long. It's got a beaker bottom. And I love it.
Yeah, Mav glasses in California. That's all I know. And they make, I like their glass.
Well, this piece is cool. There's a little California stamp on here.
There is?
Yeah, look.
Holy shit, I didn't know that. Look at that. We love California.
I'm from California.
I know. Okay. And then what kind of weed grass are you consuming out of your Mav bong? What strain?
You told me it was Colombian gold.
It is Colombian gold, in fact.
Okay.
Do you like it?
I do.
I know you do.
It's my favorite strain.
We have a lot of it.
Do we really?
We still have quite a bit, yeah.
Dang.
Are you going to do some right now? Here she goes. All right.
Why don't you enjoy some?
Okay. But you have to tell everybody what you're drinking, too. Is it still
with you? Oh, I'm having a gin and tonic. It's a very big one, too, so. R.I.P. me.
I'm going to have to go to the liquor store after this if you want to drink more.
Seriously? Well, I bet I will. Maybe not. I mean, this is awfully
tall. Oh, shoot. Shit. Sorry, everybody. That was fun. I like doing that.
Okay. Well, are you doing anything special over here, Stoner Dad?
No. You mean what? Right now, today?
No, as far as your libations.
Oh, I'm drinking, I'm just drinking bourbon and ginger beer and a little splash of lime, which, because I put some in yours and I'm like, I'm going to throw some in mine.
Mine makes every drink better.
It does. So, updates. Let's get this one going because it is our 420 episode. You are going to be holding your... Is this the 10th annual 420 giveaway or no?
I mean, I've had a lot. I can't remember if I had them the first year.
I don't know. Yeah.
The first one I had was... This was before you were invited in as my manager. Remember it was that weird, like, vaporizer that was kind of girl-themed, and they sent me, like, three of them. It was, like, almost...
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I kind of do. Was,
and then, like...
Was it the...
I had all sorts of cute things in that one.
What was the vaporizer, though? Was it...
I cannot remember.
Was it, like...
It was a major brand, and it was, like, a special version of it.
Hmm. I do kind of remember that, but I don't know who it was.
I feel like I had like a pink shirt involved somehow. Wow. And a, maybe a pineapple thing I bought at Target.
I kind of remember that.
Because I remember the girl that won that. It broke. I sent it to her and it was broken.
Oh, man. Well, that's a bummer.
Which that has happened to me, too.
Yeah. Sorry.
On the receiving end.
Gosh, I can't remember the... I know that sounds familiar, what you said.
It was one of those... And I know, now you're intrigued. Well, anyway, guys, this is boring. But yes, this year, this week,
yeah,
on 420, my giveaway will open. So you can enter that for a chance to win some Max vaporizers, a very awesome grinder from Herb Ripper, and of course, from our amazing sponsor today, Milky Way Glass. Got some really interesting stuff there. So definitely go check that out at thestonermom.com. That will be live on 420, which is this weekend. It's Saturday. I hope you guys have some good stoner plans for 420. But if you are an adult, sometimes that just doesn't really happen.
No.
And my plans every year are literally, oh, I have to make sure to get high today because it's 420.
Yeah, that's it.
Sometimes it's like a school day and I'm like, oh, I got to make sure I get high. Like, at least once, you know?
Yeah, just once.
But this time it's actually Saturday.
Is it? I thought it was Friday. It's not.
No, it's Saturday.
Dang.
And okay. We don't have any kids the whole day. But you're going to a banquet.
I am going to a banquet in the evening for my child boy. And yeah, for just... But I've been to these before and they're not going to... They don't last 2 hours. They're like a bunch
of...
You
can come home in 420.
I can 420 when I get home. And that's fine. Or not. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, that's it. That's it for the 420 update. Be sure to enter that.
Oh, yes.
And that...
Always exciting.
Does that last like a week and then we choose people? Yep. Well, cool.
There you go.
I don't know if I have any other Libation Corner updates. Mm. So let's head on over to Stone Conversations.
Okay.
Okay. Are you stoned? Kinda. I'm a little stoned.
I'm on bowl number two.
Do it. Do it.
I'm working on it. I'm getting there.
You're doing good. Okay, today we're going to have a stone conversation about a few... Oh. That is not a lightsaber. That is our dog. Excuse me. Let me let my dog out, and then we can come back and have a stone conversation. Okay, I'm back. I let her out. Did you hear that? She was saying all kinds of stuff.
She's very vocal.
That was funny. Okay.
She's angry at the neighbor dog or something.
She's going to knock that fence down one day. She jumps up and pounces on it, and it kind of bends every time.
Well, it's our responsibility to do something about it, because last time the fence was having problems.
They fixed it.
They fixed it.
So it's up to us. Like, I got to, like...
Him and his son fixed it, so now you and... Your son needed to fix it.
We can do that.
Little fence project.
Okay. That's cool. But right now it's still standing, so I don't have to do anything.
Well, can't we make it stronger somehow?
No.
Damn it.
I mean, I guess I could put reinforcements, but only on our side.
What did they do? When they did whatever
they just replaced the slats that were broken through by their dog who punched a hole through the fence into our yard.
Oh, dang.
And it would upset our dog, Max.
But now our dog is Samantha.
Yeah. And she's the one.
About to knock over the whole dang thing.
You got two young dogs now. Used to be two old dogs who hated each other.
And then they both passed.
They passed. And then now the next generation, a feud has started between the Hatfields and the McCoys.
We are literally Romeo and Juliet over here.
It's true.
Amazing.
Okay. Well, I want to talk about our trip to Casa Bonita last weekend.
Okay.
Or 2 weekends ago. Is that right?
It doesn't matter.
But let me... So, I don't know. I'm sure we've talked about this. But if you don't remember or whatever, people, were cut listeners.
Yeah.
There is a restaurant that claims to be the greatest restaurant on earth. And it is called Casa Bonita. And it is a giant pink castle in a strip mall next to like a dentist, strip mall dentist. And they used to have horrible Mexican food. And it was a cafeteria style, kind of like, only you don't even get to choose what goes on your cafeteria plate. You would stand in a long line. You would get a tray full of food.
Handed out through a hole.
Through a hole. And then you would go, but you didn't go there for the food. You went there to look at there's a cliff diving pool where men jump off fake artificial cliffs into a pool. Yes, that's right. There's Black Bart's cave. There's an arcade. There's a man in a gorilla suit running around and a sheriff. There's all kinds of fascinating things. So unfortunately, during COVID, like many restaurants, unfortunately, they had to close their doors because they just, what were they to do? I mean, like, you couldn't, you have to go in the restaurant. But Matt Stone and Trey Parker of South Park, who were from Colorado, stepped in, saved the restaurant, bought it, kept it kind of similar, but renovated it. And we finally got to go. And hear this, folks, you can't just go. You got to be on a wait list. And we were on a wait list for a year. Okay. And then we finally got the email. And you buy tickets, you go, and we got cliffside lunch, and it was unbelievable. Did you have a great time?
I did. It was so delicious, which is like my thing that I took away, because you've never experienced that at Casa Bonita ever.
No, never. Like, what was that called? Do you remember?
What?
Your plate specifically of food. It was really good.
It was beef.
Suadero.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that was good.
And the kids all got carnitas, like carnita tacos, I think.
And tamales. No, enchiladas.
Yes.
Yeah. I got the carnitas. Jeez. It was delicious. It was really good. And the drinks were really good, too.
Yes. Everything was, it was awesome. Anyway, it's like cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
Been renovated. There are still cliff jumpers.
Amazing.
Divers.
Yeah.
It's a whole spectacle. It feels like it's like something you'd see in movies now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of like some weird, kitschy, strange local restaurant where there is, it's got like old timey vibes.
It definitely has old time, like the posters
like
are old timey. Yeah. There was a weird puppet show. There was a caricature artist. There's a freaking little theater with a weird sorcerer who doesn't say anything, but he puts on a little talent act. There's a jail. We didn't see the jail, did we?
No. There, we did go up to,
the Cartman thing?
Yeah, like a booth that was empty, and there was a guard guarding it, a person guarding it.
Yeah.
And there was a giant Cartman in there.
Yeah, so, sitting at a table of food.
So we went to take a picture with Cartman, and then the card guy, I guess it's just an employee.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, did something, like pressed a button or something, and the Cartman started saying Cartman things. It's amazing.
Amazing.
Definitely spring for that Cliffside Dining.
Oh, unbelievable. I mean, like,
won't regret it.
You won't. And
guys dive every 20 minutes, and you think that that's not gonna, you're not gonna see that much. They seem like they were diving all the time.
All the time. I felt like every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was unbelievable. Like, sometimes two at once. Mm-hmm. Doing spins in the air.
Doing little movements beforehand with their arms and biceps.
Singing. If you go to thestonermom.com, you can watch the Casa Bonita video.
Yes, David's very proud of it.
Well, I mean, no, it's just all about, it was very cool, the Casa Bonita experience.
Yes.
There's an arcade, we did that. There was a root beer bar, which we didn't, none of our kids were interested in, which kind of was interesting to me that they didn't want that.
Oh, I didn't realize that's what that was.
Yeah, they had different kinds of root beer.
So get on that wait list, y'all.
Yeah, sign up with your email and then...
It's going to open up eventually.
I hope so. But we did it. Okay. Another thing. Yes. Hey, wife, Catherine.
Okay.
Have you been watching Coachella?
Yes, I have.
So you watch it every year.
I do.
And
it's true.
It's true. And, you know, you pointed that out last night. I was like, you're right. This is like a tradition and it's fun. It's like for two nights, for two weekends, you get to stay up late.
Three nights.
Is it tonight too?
Yes, girls. Right now. It's right now.
Are we going to watch it?
Really, today has Doja Cat as the headliner.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember anybody else.
Well, I've been amazed and shocked by the
Lauren Hill was already on there with the first person.
She was?
Mm-hmm. But she wasn't... She's like a guest, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, there's been some spectacular people that I didn't even know existed that were performing, and I was like, what? But, there was lots of things. So what was your favorite so far?
The best thing I've seen so far. Well, I loved Chapel Ron. I'm going to say that because you haven't seen that. And that was like my probably second favorite one.
Really?
Yeah. She was really good. And I love watching her. But I guess after that, my favorite would be No Doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Deftones,
mm-hmm.
Gustafelstein,
mm-hmm.
Justice.
Okay. What about Christine DeWitt?
Charlotte DeWitt?
Or Charlotte DeWitt. I thought it was Christine. I wrote that in the notes. Sorry, I'm going to change that. Charlotte.
Do we need to restart?
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got her name wrong. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
I'm sorry.
Yes, I enjoyed her as well.
Okay. I agree. Did you like Lana Del Rey?
I forgot about Lana
Del Rey. I know. You originally, that's what you talked about.
Oh my God. That's the whole reason I stayed up, you guys. Lana Del Rey was the headliner on Friday night, and she was wonderful. She did it beautifully. Coachella did her dirty with these Timu mics they were giving her.
Ugh.
They were popping. She's an interesting headliner choice as an artist. But, you know, she can do it.
She can.
She just has to...
Have some confidence.
She's got a vape. It's her vape.
It's her vaping, yeah.
Anyway, I thought she sounded lovely when you could hear her. I was having like sympathy panic attack with her the whole time. She looked so beautiful. She rode in on like motorcycles with all her girls, her like singers. And she had Billie Eilish as a guest. She had John Batiste as a guest. She had Jack Antonoff on there playing piano. There was like a weird hologram moment where she was like Star Wars.
Yeah.
Lana Del Rey.
Yeah. When R2-D2 showed Princess Leia saying, help me, Obi-Wan.
You're my only hope. She was singing as a hologram. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird. I don't know.
It was kind of weird. But you couldn't hear her singing.
Ooh, she like spun on a stripper pole like twice in a lovely, classy way.
Yeah.
And I'm here for it. I liked it. I recorded the whole thing on my iPad. Like, what was that?
That was our dog exhaling.
She's so loud in these mics.
Oh, she's sighing and, you know.
Anyway, I'm going to rewatch it.
Okay.
I stayed up. David was totally asleep. And I just didn't know where to go because I needed to be loud and drunk because Lana was, at some points, it was like, oh my God, is she just completely flopping?
Yeah.
Coachella. And so I had to be in the closet. I got in the closet and smoked weed and chatted with my girlfriends while we were all watching it at different times. For me, it was like, it ended at...
Was that what I think it is? I'm sorry, everybody, but our dog audibly farted very loud. It sounded like a bag of wind being like you're squeezing the wind out of the bag. And it was disgusting. So it just really caught us off guard because we just thought she was sighing, but she was farting. Anyway, gross. Okay. Well, I got to say, I enjoy watching Coachella and I liked... many things. I liked the No Doubt. I thought that was unbelievable. I watched the highlights of Lana Del Rey on your phone. I thought she did just fine, but her
song. It was my iPad.
Your iPad, I'm sorry. And she did fine. She just says all her songs were all piano ballads.
That was the thing. It's like, it's Coachella. It's a festival atmosphere, and she just... She also has, like, recycled the set. It's not, like, an original set for Coachella at all. It's, like, the set that she's been doing all last year. Hmm. So it's already really familiar to people that would be interested in seeing Lana Del Rey. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that was kind of a disappointment because it is a lot of just... slower songs, and they are fan favorites, but she just has so many bops, and it's such an opportunity and gift to be able to showcase, like, Lana Del Rey's sound is not what you assume that it is.
Yeah.
If you're not a fan, she has, like, so many different styles that she's explored over the years that are all done in her way, really sexy and beautifully, and why isn't she playing them? Why? It's Coachella. Yeah.
Who knows?
It's like she wanted everyone to off themselves or something.
It was very slow and done well, but very, like, kind of a bummer because before her was Justice, right? Is that true?
I think that is what it was for me.
And I watched that. You showed me that. And that,
before her on the main stage was... Peso Primo, yeah. Which I watched a lot of. And it was
that good?
Absolutely not what I was expecting. It was very, like mariachi. There were, like, all sorts of...
Well, that's what I thought because of the name. And I was like, I bet there's trumpets involved.
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, there were all sorts of, like, horns and
I would have loved to have heard that.
Very interesting. He just has kind of a weird voice.
But Justice was unbelievable. Like, the sheer, like, light show that they did was unbelievable. They really sound like, I forgot about them, I'm sorry to admit, but I used to listen to their first album that came out, and I forgot about them, and I'm sorry, but now I'm reacquainted with them. They're, like, Daft Punk to me a little bit.
For real.
I also really enjoyed, we were flipping around after we watched No Doubt. No Doubt was unbelievable. And I mean, like, those people are my age and running up and around and jumping up and down and singing and climbing and screaming and dancing. Unbelievable. Unbelievable showmanship gives me every time. I teared up a little bit, which I only do for Beyonce, really. But I mean, like, that. And then the whole time we were talking about, like, man, Homecoming, like, is better than anything we've seen in the past several years by 20,
Six
you know?
6 years. Today was the last Homecoming. It was Homecoming.
Unreal. Like, that Six is a spectacular today. Show that you would pay top dollar to go see. But none of these other people can touch that. So,
well, No Doubt did good.
Yeah, but except that's what I meant. I'm sorry. What my point was is, like, No Doubt came close because I was like, man, they really had a whole show planned. They had video interwoven into it. It was just, and I didn't listen to No Doubt a lot when I was young. Their songs were radio and very popular. Mm-hmm. But I was like, yeah, yeah, that's not really my thing. But now as I'm an old man and you embrace your nostalgia from your youth, you're like, man, they really just killed it. Gwen Stefani nailed it. And
they have so many hits. It's
I had crazy. No idea. I was like, that song too. Oh my God, I forgot about
like
that
one. Decades of songs, dude.
They did so good. And I liked all their outfits. I thought they were all cool.
They all looked good.
They did.
Ah!
It's so good. So watch that. And then after that, we were flipping around and we said, what's Gesoffelstein? And I was like, what is that? Let's check that out. Oh my God, that guy.
Well, I knew who the guy was.
I didn't know. That's what I'm saying. I had no idea. And I was like, what's that? Can we check that out? And you were like, oh yeah. And then Gesoffelstein with his chrome face shows up.
Yes.
And he had lit up eyes and unbelievable.
The best thing.
Unreal. And I don't know, man. I listened to him all day today and I was driving my kid to soccer practice. Really good. And what else?
And then there was Grimes.
And then there was Grimes. Wow. Grimes.
Grimes has been doing this DJ thing for a long time now, like years now, and she doesn't ever seem to get any better. And she has like technical difficulties at like every single show that she does. And yeah, she did so poorly. And it wasn't just that she was like messing up or whatever. First of all, there weren't technical difficulties. It was just like she was unfamiliar.
She can't do it.
And she couldn't do it. Like she, whatever. Anyway, but she would stop and then like apologize to the crowd and then like make excuses to the crowd. And I'm doing all of this math in my head and it's really difficult. It's too hard to explain. But I'm just doing a lot of complex math here. But girl, what?
You're not, if your music.
That's the rudest yeah. shit I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And like she did it over and over. It was embarrassing.
She did it.
It was embarrassing. And then I woke up today and the first thing I saw on Twitter was her
doing it again
and being like, I'm totally responsible, but this is the first time that I'm like using blah, 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 the software. Blah, 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 blah. Still.
Don't do a show then if you don't know how to work the knobs and
any musician knows it's just like part and any DJ it's like you have to you can't fucking unplug the music and be like, oh hold up, I'm so sorry, I just fucked up right there, I'm gonna do better starting now, and then you fuck up. It's just so bad. That's not what you do. You just continue playing.
We saw three DJs all spectacular not do that and they were unbelievable.
Yeah.
So she needs to stop. I mean, she just doesn't need to. They stopped her. They pulled her electricity.
Over her time. Ice Spice was next. You're not going over on Ice Spice.
No, she's very popular right now.
Taylor Swift was in the crowd.
Yeah.
So
what else? Oh, we watched part of Tyler the Creator. We only saw the beginning, but he busts out of a camper. Like he broke through a wall.
I watched the end of it when you were gone today.
Was it good?
When he was flying.
In the wind? I saw
that. Yeah, he was doing that last song, Magic Wand.
Wow.
And he was, the wind was like.
And it was like he was holding on.
You could see the strings. And you can see at first on the first level, it wasn't holding him up high enough. But then like, when it like dragged him out, it was like, damn, where'd he go? Is he okay?
Was he okay?
I guess. He was just gone. It was over.
That, really? That was the end? That's how he exits. That she got blown off the cliff.
It was Magic Wand. Those crazy sounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's gone. I mean, well, I thought he did pretty good from what I saw. I haven't seen the whole thing, but
it was so late again.
It was very late. He even said it was
late. Oh my God. That's like the first thing he said when he was on stage, is like complaining about how late it was.
He's like, why are you all here? It's so late.
It's hilarious.
That was cool. But yeah, when he busts out of that camper on those wires and the frame blew apart and he was like, what an entrance this guy just made.
Yeah.
So he had a plan. He had like his whole landscape was the desert. Like,
oh yeah, that was very impressive.
It was pretty cool. I was like, that's neat. I would like to watch that. So I have been very happy watching Coachella and thank you. And I want to watch it tonight. What if there's some other cool thing on there?
There is.
And then you could show
tonight
me.
Tonight is anima.
He always has that big, like the big robot lady and stuff behind him.
Yeah. So we got to see that.
I love that.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, tell me.
So Doja Cat is the
headliner.
Headline, and I know that it's a bit earlier. Renee Rapp is on right now. Who's after? Okay, this is outside.
This is tonight, right?
Janae Aiko.
Oh, she's cool.
Jamie XX.
Hmm.
Kruangenbin.
Oh, with a K?
Yes.
Honey, they're cool. They're like a Mexican guitar playing. Like, they play like really cool music. We should watch that.
Okay.
Okay.
That's before Janae Aiko. And The Rose.
When is the Kyrgyzstan or whatever?
I don't know.
We gotta watch that guy.
I navigated away. Band. Okay. On the main stage, it's YG Marley was who had Lauryn Hill on. Karen Lowen, BB Rex, Ludmilla. That person,
yeah.
That group, that person, I don't know. I didn't watch. But I saw that Beyonce reads or says the their intro.
No way.
I'm not kidding.
Well, we gotta watch it.
I watched a clip of it on Twitter.
Wow.
J Balvin and then Doja Cat.
Okay. Well, there's some people in there I want to see.
Those are on the big stages. And then there's the little ones. The littler ones. And that's where all sorts of cool things are. And that's how you realize and find people.
Well, it's fun. It's like... I want to watch it all the time.
Well, there you go. Okay.
It's just fun staying up late and having a good time.
It is. And we get to do it next weekend too, and there won't be kids. And we get to watch Lana Del Rey again. And I think she's going to fucking kick ass.
You think she's going to bring out Father John Misty?
Oh my God, I do. I do.
I hope they sing that song.
Oh, they will. Oh my God, I'm going to lose my mind. That's David's favorite fucking song.
I love that song.
Let the Light In. Come on.
Yeah.
Perfection. Okay, anyway, God. Listen to me. Is No Doubt going to perform again? I hope so.
I'll watch them again. That was amazing.
Are Deftones going to perform again? Because I enjoyed that.
You did like that. You were saying that. And they age very well.
Oh, God. Yeah, they do. Okay. Anyway, sorry.
You said that like on the, when you see like in those sitcoms, some lady like, oh God, like reminiscing about this. Oh God, yeah, they do.
Love them so much.
Their butts were so tight.
I did not say that.
I know
that
you didn't say it. But we think it's funny when they say that in shows. Like, did you see his cute ass?
I'm just not.
Women don't do that, I don't think. Do they? Maybe they do.
I don't.
No, I don't think any women.
I don't give a shit about a man's ass.
Yeah. I mean, men's asses are gross and women's asses are not.
That's
okay.
It.
You just, okay. I love you. Let's go. Let's get out of here.
All right.
All right. Goodbye. Bye. Grow up date. Okay, go.
What's going on in Dave's Grow?
Nice.
Thanks. I like you humming along with me.
I did. I was trying to give you some.
That's like you. That's John, like John Baptiste.
Yeah, I was John Baptiste and you were Lana. I was trying to boost you up with some musical support.
Oh, God.
I harvested one of my tents and I dry trimmed and put weed and drying racks in one of them, and then I whole plant dried the other one, which I still need to trim up. And that's Chiquita banana and
raspberry
cough, and they're both curing right now. I only have one jar of raspberry cough because I did it the other day. I need to get in there and get the other one.
Damn.
I've already got a pound and a half and I still have like three plants left to harvest, so I don't know, but we're trying, I'm trying to do the Grove bag. People sent me their bags. Mm-hmm. And I used to be a Boveda man, a company man. So I could not use their shit, but I'm using them. And we'll see what happens. I'm sure it'll be great.
Okay.
And then in my other tent, the overgrown, too big, plants are too big, and we're just trying to get it there. They're still going, man. They're still too tall, and they're flopping over, and it's just, whatever. Just give me your weed, and let's move on.
Yeah.
So I think, like, when we're done with that one, it's going to be, like, I'm going to throw a lot of it away, because I'm not going to want to deal with, like, 6 foot tall. They are 6 feet tall.
Wow.
Like stalks. And it's just like, you know, the bottom is just going to be. And the light is fine, but it, you know, it's not, it doesn't penetrate the canopy as well as some of my other lights. So it's just like, I just want it to be over so I can use the tin again. And then other than that, we have planted a ton of vegetable and herb seeds. And here comes some motorcycles.
Sound base.
I have planted all of our herbs and vegetables, and I put those in seed trays in our greenhouse, and I made a really cool little chart so you know what every little grid is. And honey, I looked and so many seeds have sprouted. The lettuce is all sprouting. So what I'm going to do is get this going, and I'm going to plant those in our garden. We're going to have all kinds of cool stuff, and that's it really. I don't have anything else to report.
Well, I love that. I'm excited about the plants.
Yeah.
And the herbs.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, let's get really good this year.
I'm going to transform this area into something good again. Like, we're going to go back to COVID times.
Nice.
Okay.
I love it.
Why did we stop? I don't know why. I don't know why I did that.
We fell off.
We do. Okay, so that's it. That's all I got going on, honey, and my grow. And I guess I'm going to start a new one pretty soon, which I'm excited about because I'm sick of this one. Right, well. And then...
I'm excited too much weed. To have these new delightful strains.
Yeah. In addition to all the plant weed we have right now.
We're getting through it. We're working through it. We're not?
There's so... You have no idea. There's so much. It's insane. Okay. So anyway, we got to get rid of it. Well, that's it. I love you.
I love you too.
See you in the show.
It's the end of the show.
Look at you go.
Episode 181.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's done.
It's done.
Did you have a nice episode?
I did. I liked talking about Coachella because you really introduced me to that. And, well, I mean, I know what Coachella is, but I didn't ever watch it. Like, you know, and now I kind of want to go back and watch iconic performances from past Coachellas. Like they were showing last night, like the Beastie Boys and... Mm-hmm. Jane's Addiction and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So that would be cool to do it. Did you have a good episode?
Yeah, there were some other people on that list that were, like, unexpected. Like, old people. Like, Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
I saw, and then there was another person.
Dr. Dre there. And Snoop Dogg were on there, and...
So,
who else?
I don't know.
Anyway. It doesn't matter. A lot. But we could go watch those.
Yeah. And then Macho I'm Coming.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's the ultimate Coachella performance. If you really want to watch only one in your entire life, that's the one you should watch. And then now we're going to go make some chicken wings. Chicken wings.
Wow. Okay.
I'm going to air fry them. That's the only way to do it, really.
I agree.
It's fast. It's delicious.
Every time.
It's crispy. I'm going to tell you how to do it really quick.
What?
I'm going to tell you how to do it really, really quick.
Do it.
You take your chicken wings, you put them in a big bowl. You take another little bowl. You mix up whatever herbs you like. I like garlic. I like paprika. I like salt, pepper. And then I use seasoning salt, but we're out of that. But that's okay. We got regular. I know I should have got some. And then you put baking powder. Like you put like maybe a tablespoon in there and mix it all together. Coat your wings in a Ziploc bag with a little bit of oil and then shake those herbs on there. Shake your mom and make up. You shake it and then you just put them in the air fryer for 25 minutes and they're crispy and delicious.
It's true.
They are crispy. It's the baking powder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, baking powder.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not baking soda. It's baking powder. It's Clabber Girl. Gotcha. So there you go. That's your tip for how to air fry the perfect wings. Shake that air fryer basket in the middle of the cooking process. Okay, so I'm looking forward to it. And then maybe while I'm doing that, you'll be like turning on the TV and tuning in Coachella.
I think so.
That sounds fun, right?
It does.
I guess I'm going to have to drive to the liquor store too, because we're out of liquor now. More. That's okay. We'll just get more. Well, thank you everyone for joining us.
That's it for this one. We will be back again very soon with another episode. Until then, please remember to be safe and responsible with your cannabis use. Always be kind and smoke weed every day.
Every day.
Bye, guys. Bye. Thanks so much for listening. Please don't forget to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode, and leave us a review in Apple Podcasts to be shouted out on a future episode. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at mom, the letter N, dad, the letter R, stoned. Follow David on Instagram at what's going on in Dave's Grow. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at the stoner mom. And follow Happy Flower Company on Twitter and Instagram at Happy Flower Hemp.